Now, many of you may have attended large indoor events over the bank holiday as they return as part of reopening of society. Well, one type of event that's also back is the Antique Fair. We sent our reporter Josh Crosby to the National Antiques Art and Vintage Fair in Limerick, where dealers and collectors gathered for the first time since the pandemic began.
Well, we have a mixture of some nice silver, some interesting treen, which is antique pieces made of wood. We have some pottery.
There's a lot of nice paintings here, a lot of nice artists and things like that. And I'm a collector all my life, really, you know.
Dealers and collectors browsing and selling at the National Antiques Art and Vintage Fair. Almost 70 dealers have come together for the first time since March of last year at the Great National South Court Hotel in Limerick. The three-day event has items from as little as a few euro to others going into the thousands. Organiser of the fair, Robin O'Donnell, walks me on through.
Here we are at the very beginning of the Antique Fair. The Antique Fair stretches over this complete building from the lobby right to the back door. Almost as big as Thomond Park. Not quite, but almost as big. And full to the rafters with every antique of every description and vintage and art that you could possibly think of. So this is the beginning. Let's walk on, Josh.
Today is the National Antiques Art and Vintage Fair, Ireland's biggest gathering of antique dealers, antique shops, galleries, vintage dealers, coin dealers, banknote dealers, art dealers, furniture dealers, silver dealers, you name it. Whatever your interest is, if it's old or vintage, it'll be here.
And what's the interest been like in the fair itself so far?
So it's been excellent. We've never run on a Friday before. We normally run Saturday and Sunday. Everybody feeling safer because they've shown their cert. Everybody's the amount of people who remarked to me today that it was the first thing they've attended in 2 years is extraordinary. I can't believe how many people said that to me. So we're buzzing. We're feeling really good.
And have you found, are there more people becoming interested in collecting now that they had some free time over the past year and a half?
I find that the younger people, 25s to 40s, seem to be getting more and more interest, which is brilliant because it had a bit of a lull for a few years. So yeah, there's a great interest, a general interest in nice decorative things, nice pictures, affordable art.
So what's next? Is there a whole new group of pandemic antique collectors, or have you a schedule of events coming up?
Well, I tell you, I definitely people have more money in their pockets than normal. I'm feeling that. Judging from what's going out the door, there's an awful lot of bags going out my door.
So with antiques and vintage items appealing to a new, younger market, what treasured pieces can be found here and what has business been like?
I'm Neville Duke from Ashbrook Antiques in Roscrea. This is the first fair I've done. I specialise mainly in antique furniture and most of it is sourced in France.
And this is your first fair ever attending?
First fair, yeah. My business was always wholesale or export. So this is, I suppose, post-COVID, I've decided to open up to deal with privates.
And how's it going so far?
It's been great.
Yeah, lots of interest?
Instagram and the website.
The two worlds merging, social media and antiques coming together.
Yeah, something like that, you know. And it's hard to imagine that you're buying... I bought something in France half an hour ago, sitting down in the chair. That's the way it is.
Could you talk us through an item here now? What's your prized possession today?
No, well, okay, one piece here, and this came from Angers in France, is they call it a semanier. It's a seven-drawer chest. It's like a big Irish Wellington chest, is what they would be known in Ireland or England. The reason it was called semanier, seven drawers, 7 days, each day was for the clothing of each day of the week. A really heavy piece of furniture, and it's just quality to beat the band, you know. It's super thing.
And I suppose the key questions, what date are we talking about here, and what price?
This piece is about 1850. And the price is 9.50. One thing about the French, they really knew how to make furniture. You know, it's amazing stuff, you know.
Richard Walsh, dealing in coins and banknotes. It's an obsessional hobby that I've had for 40-odd years.
So I'm looking down now and I'm seeing old pound notes that remind me of my childhood. Could you talk me through some of the real rare pieces you have here today?
These are some Bank of Ireland notes from the early 1900s. They're very rare. Some of these are maybe less than 10 or 20 in existence.
And what would they go for now, on average?
Depends on the value of notes and coins. All depend on the age and the quality of the note. So you could have a note that in low grade is a tenner, and in top grade could be €1,000.
How would you tell, I suppose, a fake? Or for someone listening today, how do you know what is the real deal?
A lot of it is just experience. It's actually, you actually need to handle the material, or certainly you need exposure to it. You need to be looking at it. There is a difficulty with some forgeries coming out of China. They're making some very, very good copies. And it's simply due to technology.
My name is Denise Sinnott and I come from Dublin, but I live most of the year in France. And I've just come home particularly to do this fair because I think there's a great demand in this country for decorators' type of items. I find that people are looking for items now to decorate their homes with as opposed to having a pure antique. So that's really what I'm up to.
And just as I was walking through the hall here, I spotted that your stand in particular, you'd notice that the items were from abroad, if you like. Is it all from France?
Well, it's not all from France. You know, the funny thing is that every stand here has its own look. And it's to do with the personality of the person more than the actual items. And this is what kind of makes the antique business so exciting. The people, you know, have a sort of a taste in items and they tend to buy the same thing. So collectively, when you put it together, it can look great.
So could you talk us through what would be your most prized possession on offer today, or what have you got a real soft spot
well,
for?
I love everything. Of course, I love fabric. I love any type of fabric. I love tapestries. I love rugs. I love anything to do with, you know, the past, and I actually like provincial antiques as well.
Hi, Robert Hutchison here from nostalgia.ie. I'm really enjoying the fair and getting to meet the customers again.
And I see you have a real variety of items here. Is there something in particular you specialise in? Or?
Well, I started collecting coins as a young fella, and then I graduated onto bits and pieces of antiques, and then I was hooked. I couldn't stop selling stuff. I suppose my own collection is what I'm selling.
So what have we got here? This is
we started with tin plate toys, and that there's a brass steam engine, lovely music box, a lot of medals, First World War, Second World War medals from Germany, Britain.
And would the Second World War medals now, would they be popular?
They are kind of popular. I think it's a difficult thing because the Nazi era hasn't really finished. People are still a bit wary of those sort of medals. But I look at it, it's a bit of history.
But there would be people buying that symbol, would there?
Absolutely, yeah. It's unfortunate that they all have the Nazi symbol.
Norman Allison, and I have a shop, Animo Antiques, which on Instagram and Facebook comes up as Vintage Rugs Ireland.
And you're glad to be back now at a physical
thrilled.
Fair? It's been a few years since you
yeah. did fair? Yeah, I stopped doing fairs 7 years ago. These fairs, I was doing them for 20. And now I'm back and I'm thrilled to be here with 150 rugs.
150 rugs. So yes. That's what you specialise in, is it?
Yes.
So tell me about what we're looking at here now.
They're all vintage, mainly vintage and some antique rugs. All real, all hand-woven, all Persian and Turkish. All sizes, runners, silk ones, wool ones. And they're great, they're in vogue. And for years, as you get older with your antiques, you get no young people in your shop anymore. Now, since I started doing rugs, the last sort of 8 years ago, young people, loads of young people come to my shop looking for kilims, flat weaves, wild colours, Turkish mountainous colours, natural dyes and all that. And it's great.
I can see you've all different colours and shapes and sizes, but
yes.
How do you spot a real good one, or like not a dud or a fake?
There are a few obvious things, like if you look at the back of a rug, whether it looks like, what it basically looks like, is everything in uniform? If it is, you have to suspect there's something not right. The fringe of the rug, this on the edges of a real rug, it's got a barber pole edge, which is stitching, horizontal stitching against vertical stitching. There's stitching, you can see the stitches. You have to trust the person that's selling it to you, and you have to be able to go back to them if there's something wrong, which in my case, there wouldn't be.
Coins, furniture, jewellery and toys. The variety of items on display have dates that can be either a history lesson or a nostalgic trip down memory lane. But for those in attendance and those holding the first post-lockdown fair, what is it like to be back at such an event?
Dermot Kelly, the general manager of the South Court Hotel and the chairperson of the Shannon Irish Hotel Federation. We're delighted to have the Antiques Fair back this weekend, I suppose, to have such a large scale event. And it's in a controlled environment. Great to see people coming through the doors. Everything seems to be going fine so far. We're delighted, and hopefully this is a sign of things to come.
And is this the start of a busy calendar now of events?
Yes, there is a good few events booked in now for the next number of weeks. Hopefully they will all go to plan.
So I'm delighted to be here. Yeah, it's great to be back. I attend them usually on a regular, well, I used to when they were open. But.
And are you looking out for a particular piece today yourself?
No, just you never know what might catch my eye. I could be tempted and maybe not.
My name's George Stackpoo and I'm honorary president now of the Irish Antique Dealers Association.
So how does it feel to be back at a physical fair?
Oh, it's wonderful to come back into a room full of dealers. Gosh, we've missed all this sort of fair camaraderie. It's just rooting and finding things, we hope, that are the real treasures, and we'll make some money out of them or just enjoy the objects.
We've been to lots of them, myself and my wife, yeah.
You're happy to be back at them again?
Absolutely delighted to see things coming around now, yeah, absolutely.
So you're having a browse, you think you're purchasing?
I'm having a browse. I'd be only interested in a limited type of item, so, you know, a lot of what I'm looking at is just for curiosity.
I missed it so much. I really did. Never miss any of them, really. So it's always a lovely day out, you know.
And is there anything catching your eye today?
Lots.
As some of the collectors and attendees at the National Antiques, Art and Vintage Fair in Limerick over the weekend.